And welcome to this carol service, as has already been said. Just going to bring you a short word, and I've entitled it Following a Star and Finding the Ordinary. Following a Star and Finding the Ordinary. We've called the carol service tonight the Bright Morning Star. And you might think, well, what's that all about? Is it about this star that sort of led the way? Well, Jesus called himself the Bright Morning Star. In Revelation 22, verse 16, we read this: I, Jesus, have sent my angel to you, this testimony for the churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. So Jesus called himself the bright morning star, but what does it mean? Well, Peter gives us an inclination as to what it could mean when he says this in the second book of Peter, the first chapter, verse 19. We have a prophetic message as something completely reliable, and you will do well to pay attention to it, as to a light shining in a dark place until the day dawns and the morning star rises in your hearts. The bright morning star is the last star that rises before daylight. It's not actually a star, it's the planet Venus that comes up. It's just reflecting the sun, but it looks like a star, and it rises just before dawn. It shows the end of night. It says the end of darkness is about to happen. And you can say, well, if you equate darkness with something bad, evil, then it's saying that what was bad, what was evil, is passing. It's going to be got rid of. It promises something different, light, something different to what is around us at the moment. It's a sign of hope. The coming one was called a star. Balaam made a prophecy in Numbers chapter 2. And this is what he said. He says, I see him, but not now. I behold him, but not near. A star will come out of Jacob, and a scepter will rise out of Israel. The reading that Ralph brought to us just now was quite interesting. Because when the king, the wise men, the magi, whatever you like to call them, when they came to Herod, they said, we have seen his star, and we've come to worship him. We've seen his star. They came because they'd seen a star. They came to worship him that the star was alerting them to. But why? I'm sure there were many kings, certainly kings of larger countries than Judea. Kings of greater empires than the small country that was Israel. More fame, more wealth. But this one was different. This king had his own star. We might be in control to some extent of our fame and our wealth, our prestige, but we certainly don't control the heavenly bodies. But this one had his own star. Also, they called him King of the Jews. In 1 Samuel, we see a situation where the Israelites have come to Samuel and they say, we want a king. And in that passage, God says to this, they've not rejected you, they have rejected me as their king. The rightful king of the Jews is God himself. God himself is worth worshipping by the Jews, but also more than the Jews. The fact that he had this star to light his way, to illuminate the fact that he was born, showed that he was more than an ordinary king. Certainly looking from the prophecies, we see that it foretold that it was God himself. And as they were following that star, it led them from where they were, somewhere perhaps surrounding the area of Persia at that time, what we'd call perhaps Iran these days. And they followed it to Israel. And they went to the most obvious place when they got close, the palace. Where else is this fantastic king going to be? Where else would you look for him? They got to the place where they were expecting him to be, and they were disappointed. And as Ralph has read to us tonight, they looked through their scriptures and they said, well, we can tell you where it's going to be. It's going to be in Bethlehem. When they left there, they saw the star again and they followed it to the place where it led them. But what did they find? They found someone who was king of the Jews. They found someone who had his own star. They found someone who was God incarnate. But they also found more than that. They found ordinary. They found a peasant family. They found one who was among the lowest, someone who simple shepherds could associate with and claim as their own. Were they disappointed? They were looking for this fantastic king. They were looking for God himself, and they found in this poor home this ordinary looking baby. Is that what they were expecting? Were they surprised? It doesn't tell us. But this one was the hope of the Jews. This one was the hope of the world. This one is the bright and morning star. This one was their hope. And this one is our hope. This one is God wrapped in human flesh. This one is God's hope for the world wrapped in ordinary. Whatever they expected, whatever they thought, whatever they imagined, when they arrived, they bowed down and they worshipped him. Oftentimes we find that this one, this hope for the world, this bright morning star, this hope for the whole world, this hope for every individual, God incarnate, God Almighty, he comes to us not in great splendor, not with a great fanfare, not with a fantastic show. He comes in the simple, he comes in the everyday, he comes in the ordinary. But he's not just the bringer of hope. He is hope. But what hope? Just about everybody has hopes of some kind or another. Something better, something more, something different. Hope for the circumstances, hope for people. We can make plans and hope. We can have desires and hope. We can have needs and hope that they're going to be met. But what's the chance of receiving that hope? It can range between dead certain to completely uncertain, perhaps a pipe dream with little chance of realization. The bright and morning star is a bringer of great hope, and it's a certain hope. Hope so great, hope so certain, it's guaranteed. He comes to each one of us and he says, I am your hope. He comes to each one and he says, I am your future. He comes to each one and he says, I am your God. Those magi, those kings, those wise men, whatever you want to call them, they sought and they found the King of the Jews. They found the bright morning star. They found the one who had a star himself. They found the hope of the world. And the question is, will you?